Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Kinda Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Nick Scarpino, alongside the best baby blues in the entire Bay Area, Mr. Jim Geddes.
What's the most?
I feel like my microphone started to sag, but it didn't. I just started to sag.
Got it.
Yeah. You're saggy boy.
There was a whole thing going on there. I lost confidence in myself. Mm-hmm. But then your sultry voice brought me back. Joining me as well is the Czar of Gnar, Mr. Snowbike Mike.
Nick Scarpino, great to be back with you. Happy hot drops all around.
Happy hot drops to you
on the late nights.
Happy hot drops.
And there's our boy, Andy Cortez, ready and excited to talk with
you. There he is, also Andy Cortez.
The mobile DJ himself.
Yep.
Andy walked in and said, I've got my mobile DJ kit.
Yeah, he's ready.
And it's an iPad and a Guitar Hero.
What I really want.
Guitar Hero! A Rock Band, whatever that was.
Rock Band, yeah, Rock Band 3. Rock Band 3 on me.
Is that really? Oh, wow, that's dope.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
What I really wanted is like, imagine like a really, really shitty wedding, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just in the back with like a fold-out table.
Yeah.
A couple of like those old speakers that aren't even like...
Like, do you cover the fold-out table or is it just the table itself? You can see the legs.
No, just the table. You see my legs.
Your legs. Yeah.
You see my legs. And then it's like those plastic speakers that came with like boom boxes, the ones that look like they were spaceships.
Well, you took them off and it was just an exposed copper wire
from
the box.
And it's me just with this guitar, like, let's get this going. And there's like seven people. Like, that's what I imagined. Like, you want to work at Target, I want to work weddings.
I mean, these are not mutually exclusive because Target has a lot of these things that you would need. So if you need a really cheap boombox,
wow, Nick,
come to your
guy,
I get you that 5% employee discount.
Every good wedding I've ever been to has two things for sure.
Two things.
The DJ and a host.
Oh, wow.
I DJ feel like the combo right here.
Okay.
Because that's the thing. A lot of people, like, Christ, they think just the DJ. No, no, no. You need a master of ceremony.
Yeah.
The MC.
You got to have
good combo.
And Mike.
Okay, okay.
That's you, dude.
I would bring it at a wedding for sure.
Oh, man. If there's anyone in on this crew right now that was born to be a DJ at a wedding, it's Snowbike Mike.
The MC. No, the DJ is Andy.
Yeah, yeah. Andy's got the
DJ. I mean, DJ Andy.
I imagine. Mike is the host. Mike is the master of ceremonies.
Yeah.
He's the one, introducing the ring bearer.
And does he dress?
Telling that kid to do cartwheels down the aisle, you know?
He has, like, he wears the vest that has the pattern on it. That's a little bit like the dealer from Casino Royale, where you're like, why is that pattern so abrasive?
Uh-huh. And why does that hurt
then
my eyes?
Opens his mouth, you're like, oh. Yeah. That's the all pattern actually
subdues
him.
It all. Yeah,
yeah, that's how it's gonna go. Mike, we're gonna get into you in just a second because I have a lot.
Jesus. Oh, wow.
Kevin, cut that last part out. Mike, we're gonna talk to you in just a second about a lot of things that you've got going on right now. But before we do that, of course, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast where each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather around this table, just bringing some topics for your general amusement. A couple housekeeping things, of course. We're doing some really fun series over here on youtube.com/kindoffunny, one of which, of course, is a watch-along and a review of The Last of Us, which is quickly becoming one of my personal favorite HBO shows of all time, and I know you're probably out there too. So if you're looking for a water cooler moment on Mondays, please join us live if you're a patron, and you can go over there and watch it after we post it if you're not. To hear Tim and Greg and Blessing talk about that.
Only two more episodes left.
Two more episodes.
And next episode, episode 8 of the series, we are going to be reacting to Monday at 9 a.m. on youtube.com/kindoffunny with the one and only Troy Baker.
Woo!
Wow.
Joining us to talk
about
that.
I hear he has a lot of knowledge about that game.
He has a lot of knowledge, and he's going to be in the next episode.
That's very, very cool.
Really,
that's so cool. Also, this Friday, Creed 3, ladies and gentlemen. The culmination of all that is the Rocky and Creed franchise is going to be happening this Friday. Very excited. Our dear friend Sancho West is going to be joining us for that. And we're going to play some games with him beforehand as well. So make sure you guys tune into our twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames over there. Or if you're on YouTube, Kind of Funny Games on YouTube. We're going to be playing live with him, shoutcasting Fortnite, while me and Andy... Yeah. One of us is going to embarrass ourselves.
Yeah.
You're going to do fine.
Like, no, we're going to get absolutely... dumped on.
Why aren't you good at Fortnite, Andy? I feel like that's one of the most disappointing things about you.
Andy is
game.
Good at Fortnite.
Yeah, he just needs three other people around him.
We just need a squad.
No, it's just like we... you know, I'm decent amongst the common man. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, we got some shooters in our community that are just dominant.
Yeah. These guys that are just like, you're like, how are you doing?
It's always Jim Tacy and DeMelo Fellow. Exactly. Dame Dollar.
Oh, Dame Dollar sounds nasty. Yeah,
his name is like, his name, Tim, his name is DeMelo Fellow.
Yeah.
But Mike kept calling him Dame Dollar sign. Like, what do you mean Dame? I was like, oh, D-A-M-E.
I love it.
And part of DeMelo.
Yes. Mike is always moving at 1,000 miles a minute.
I get it.
And he also can't see.
Yep. I was reading the chat today and it said, hello, Matt. And I thought it said, hello, meats. And I was like, solid. Solid. Maybe need to get my eyes.
I want to give a shout out to our Patreon producers, Trent and Barry.
Sorry.
I'm Trent Barry, James Hastings, Colin Huguenel, Casey Andrew, and Huguenel. Nathan LaMoth. Huguenel.
Hugh. Like the lights.
Hugh.
Fuck. Well, I mean, that's I say the French way because he's French Canadian.
Yeah.
Huguenel.
He is personally. Huguenel. He's corrected me. So I,
multiple
when
times.
When people personally correct me, I really try to like go.
Yeah, well, fucking, when Nathan LaMoth comes out of the fucking shadows and starts throwing hands at me, then I'll say his name correctly as well. Colin Huguenel.
Yes.
Casey Andrews and Nathan LaMoth. Thank you guys so much for your patronage and your support of this podcast, these shenanigans, which this one's surely to be very, very good because I'm going to make Mike eat something in about 5 seconds.
Oh.
We also want to tell you we're brought to you by HelloFresh, but we'll get to that a little bit later.
Can I just try this out real quick? Can I
Try this jam it for us.
Yeah, jam it. Jam-a-lam it.
Oh, shit. No.
Yeah. Why do you
need the harmony? You got it.
See, I need the harmony.
I can't hit
but that. But I can't. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. Maybe. It won't let me play both notes at the same time. It's bullshit. So, like, you're not getting the full thing. Hold on.
Oh, I like this.
Oh, my God.
I like this.
No. Good Lord. Nick, to answer your question, I don't know, but it legitimately brings me more joy than anything
you love
in the world. Like, any playthings, 80, like, I'm going to be honest, like, 80% right, maybe, is so funny to me.
So, it's also because he gets it, and you're like,
he's going to get
time,
it, and then he
just miffs it. He just completely and totally miffs it. As you guys know, it's always... It's always sort of a treat to have Snowbike Mike on this.
Always.
Podcast. Oh, yeah.
Because he does so many things.
That's it. You can end the sentence.
I just do things.
You can end the sentence
so
there. Earlier, he goes, I think I'm going to start biking. Long pause. And I went, okay.
So, Andy, I'll start with you on this. So, Mike has been, of course, he's on a fitness journey. He's got Operation Yacked and Yatted for 2023.
Yacked and Yatted. Yep.
Yacked and Yatted. We're gonna get him. We're gonna get the can. We're gonna get
he's gonna
yams.
Say whatever
so
he wants.
Goddamn, Mike.
He's gonna say whatever he wants.
We're gonna get the candy. The yams candied.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're already looking a little fucking velveteen dream over
they're
there.
Getting over there, bro. They're looking like two kegs walking down the street.
I'll tell you what. I got to start wearing jeans to this podcast because man, oh man, am I just showing
you're revealing.
Well, you're putting that out there for the
where did you get those sweet ass shorts?
Oh man, Champs Sporting Goods right before they closed that off the mall. Yeah, just they were giving them away, Tim. These are $60. I walked up to the girl. She's like 50% off.
You're walking by, throw them at your face.
Girl goes $10. I'm like. Mike went keep them ringing.
Mike bought some Gatorade gum and they threw the shorts in. Andy, I'm playing about a week and a half ago. I hop on the Discord. I put out the call. I go,
no, tell them the new call.
Oh, the new call is that I play Sugar Ray's. I just want to fly.
What you want?
Put your arms around me, baby. Because I want to get with the squad and I just want to fly.
Would you guys? Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that so much. Would you believe, and I'm sure that you would, that when I first saw Sugar Ray, I legitimately thought I was like, nobody could possibly look cooler.
And nobody
Tim,
has.
That sounds about right.
Nobody has.
Tim, you're kind of right on that because it was the place and time of the spiked hair with the highlighted tips.
The frosted
which
tips.
Which I
and
rocked for a long time.
The frosted tips were massive, right? Mm-hmm. Massively popular.
A couple years
and it was not only him, Tim, but it was also the brother and Malcolm in the middle. I was like, yeah, that's the coolest that I've ever seen in my
good.
Life.
That kid had it.
Yeah.
We all... And don't
Are
get
you
it
kidding
wow.
me.
Nah, that's a wow. cool guy. Right now, I'm like, that's a cool guy.
That's a cool guy.
Don't get it twisted. And I don't want anyone out there lying to me right now in the comments of this video. You were all into Sugar Ray. Each and every one of you loved that song.
Mm.
There was a moment in your life where you unironically loved "I Want to Fly" that song or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, I think there was another song I liked.
Yeah, the one with the bedpost. What was the other one? Andy, you would know it.
Every morning there's a halo hanging on the corner of a girlfriend's bed. Yes.
What do you want? What do you want?
Anyway, I hop in and I play Sugar Ray for the boys. And there's one man missing in this. Mm-hmm. And that man is Snowbike Mike. And I asked one Chris Anka, the weapons arbiter. I say, Chris, where's Mike? And he goes, Mike is now waking up at 6:30 in the morning to go work out with Roger. So I talked to Mike and I was like, I'm so proud of you, first off. I mean, that's incredible. I've never been able to wake up in my entire life and do anything physical mm-hmm. other than get a cup of coffee and then a second cup of coffee. But I asked Mike, I said, Mike, how long are you working out at 6:30 in the morning? How long are you working out at 6:30 in the morning? 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. One hour.
So you finish at 7:30 in the morning?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What time are you getting up for that? 5 o'clock, 5:30. What do you do for the other 3 hours before you have to be at work?
Part-time job.
Like, what are you working at the bar?
I'm working at Starbucks now.
Why don't you work out at 7 or 8 and then come right to work afterward? You're not showering at the gym, I assume.
Roger set the tone, and I'm following Roger's lead.
But right now, Roger, you look like if tone. I put a blanket on you, you would fall asleep you on would. The couch.
I did just, so tired.
I did just have to smack a whole Reese's King's peanut size, butter just cup. To get up yeah. right now. Just to get up.
And last night when we were playing Warzone, Mike went like this. Mike's like, because he does this thing, Tim. You don't know because you don't play games with him, and you're probably good to stay away from it. Michael rile everyone up and then ghost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so I'll hop on, and I'll play the Sugar Ray, the prerequisite I want to fly. And Chris Anker will be like, I'll boot up right now. Mm-hmm. Kevin Asax, I'll boot up right now.
Mike is like, if Matt we're down, up, let's we're rock. Going. Let's we're go. Doing this.
Mike
we're
is
going.
Like, I'm already booting up. Already booting up. It's 9:30. Mike goes, I'll give you till 9:40. It takes 5 minutes to load into the pregame lobby. Another 5 minutes to get into the game. I'm like, Mike, you're going to be gone by the time we have to like fire at someone.
Before I and get Mike's to fly. Like,
Mike is tired. Mike is real tired. Mike can't come.
I'm changing up the game right now, Nick. It's we're 1 week complete. Of working out at 6:30, so I'm waking up at about 5:45, 6 o'clock window, sure. rolling. I would like to wake up, do some light stretching, Andy, maybe sure. meditate, get my mind right, but yeah. right now I'm rolling out of bed, smacking some water on my face, hitting the deodorant, because of course you got to hit deodorant before you go to the gym. Jabronis, please do that. And sure. then I roll out, crush an hour set with Roger and his girlfriend, Lienza. We have sure. a great time.
Great.
And then, you know, at night, Nick, that leaves me going to bed early. You know, 9 o'clock, I want to ramp down. 10 o'clock, I want to be in bed, reading my One Piece. And then, of course, a little journal. And then falling asleep by 11.
A little journal.
Mike, yeah,
I've been hearing about this journal. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Do you have a plan for the journal? Are you ever going to read the journal? Is the journal just
you know,
for
I
you?
Wonder if I die, maybe you can get a hold of it, Tim, and read okay. my journal. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Let's we'll talk about this.
I think,
will.
I think something like that will happen.
Andy, how close to the Twilight series do you think my journal is?
I just like, you know, God bless y'all. Everything you do annoys me. Everything. What do you mean? Like, okay, Mike, can we get an excerpt, a reading of the journal?
Yeah, I can bring my journal in for the next stream right now. But it's like day 39, Monday, February 27th.
Is this just chronicling your day? Sort of?
Yeah, and then I write the theme of like, yo, I was in it. Or like, yo, today is Remembrance Day or something like that. You know what I mean? I write
what
like a little theme.
What the fuck is that? Real like quick, Mike, I got to stop you. I this is very important. I
okay,
need to stop
okay,
this.
Okay.
I did get a text from the control back there. Can you get Mike to adjust his shorts? We're getting a sneak peek.
Well, that's impossible because I got underwear.
Maybe,
on,
maybe just
give you that. Give
no,
you
that's
that.
What the that's what the Mondo Arizona iced tea
just
is for.
Clear, we can't see anything.
Yes.
There's
yes.
a void, and it makes me very uncomfortable.
Oh, I love
dark
there
spot.
Is a little. See, I wanted the side couch, but they wouldn't give me the side.
Well,
couch.
You could have. You could have sat where Andy. Do you mind?
No,
mind switching places with
thanks,
the spot.
Mike, thanks.
So back to that. Thanks, Kevin, for looking deep inside my thoughts. Though I appreciate you getting lost in them.
This is just what you have to put up with when you want to be the shorts guy.
Well, hey, I embraced
times, you
it.
You can't change.
I wasn't afraid of it.
I'd put them out right now if I had.
Who was afraid of it?
Yams like
not me.
I'd put them on the table for everyone to.
So yeah, I have like a theme, right? Like, what's the vibe of the day, Andy? And that's what I write down for the top of it. And then I'll be like, you know, I had a really great day with Nick and Andy today. We
like
had a great
shoes.
Stream. We really crushed it. These are women's shoes. Thank you, Andy.
Now we establish this. Blazers are unisex.
Yeah, but these in particular are women.
They're just a little too small.
Shout out to women's yeah. shoes, man. Mm-hmm. I don't get enough love.
Bro, I've said this multiple times. Mm-hmm. And this is the hardest thing we face as very fashionable people. Is the women's shoes, the women's quote-unquote shoes, mm-hmm. the ones that are specifically designed for a smaller foot, always the cooler colors.
Always.
Every
best
fucking
color
time.
Schemes, man.
Every time mm-hmm. I find a shoe I want, I'm like, that's it right there. Click on it. But it's not going to fit. It's
that's the problem, Nick. That's where I'm at is the largest size they make women's Jordans in is 1.5 sizes too small for me.
Yeah. And the women's Jordan's dope.
And there's so many cool ones. I'm so mad about it.
That's the problem.
Jordan 7's totally cool. I used to rock some women's Jordan 7's in high school. I didn't give a shit. I look dope as fuck.
I mean, if the shoe fits, as they say.
Hey!
Now, guys, as you guys know, part of working with Snowbike Mike is that we get to educate him on a myriad of different things.
New things. Right?
I get to have him watch movies.
New adventures.
We might start.
I do.
I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe we'll start 90s action adventure this
very
year.
Soon.
Who knows?
Very soon.
It's going to be fun. But one of the things we actually got Snowbike Mike to do was try eggs in October. And boy, did he not like them. Boy, did he say, and I quote, "Yuck, why would anyone eat these things?" But then on his own.
To be fair to eggs, we gave him Denny's eggs that we ordered at like 7
prior.
In the morning. Oh, and then waited an hour.
That is fair. And also, yes, I blame Carboni for that. But you tried a breakfast burrito that had eggs.
I loved it.
And you said to yourself, this could be the start of my journey of eggs. And I told you that the other day I had quiche.
Yep.
And you said, what's a quiche? And I said, it is the apex of all eggs dishes. Yep. It is the in the hierarchy of egg dishes, quiche reigns supreme. Mike, I brought some quiche in for you to try today.
Wow.
I did.
Andy, let me tell you what. During our stream today, I got a small whiff of it, and it was tough.
Oh yeah,
it was your nightmare.
Now I think that's what I got a whiff of as well.
I opened it up in the hermetically sealed, airtight lab.
Yeah,
of course, Kevin and I designed that lab in the event that all of the
oxygen
is sucked out of the universe. Nothing goes in, nothing goes out.
Now,
say maybe we should put a window in here. We were like, nah.
We said we want to smell together.
Now, in order to show off this, or sort of to present this to everybody, Nick had to, of course, be the most maximum annoying of how to do this.
Oh, he loved it.
And instead of just walking up to Mike's little desk and saying, like, hey, Mike, look what I brought you. Nick walks up to my desk where we're playing Destiny and pulls my microphone and goes, now, Mike, what would you say? And I'm just like, can you not fucking talk to him right here? Like,
what? He had to hear me, Tim.
I get it.
Mike only hears me if you do it through a microphone. Yes. That's how trained he is.
Through my headphones.
To the human ear. Now, Mike, this is it's lukewarm. I left it out so that it wasn't.
Sounds great. Great start.
I was going to put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
But I didn't want it to be cold for you because I didn't want because I thought cold eggs to you were going to be bad for you.
Let's Mike, you don't have really to do quick. This.
I mean, I'm going to take a small bite of it because it has me interested.
It's fresh.
Andy. It's supposed to be a pie, which is weird because pies are delicious and incredible.
I don't think
apple,
anyone said it was
blueberry,
a pie.
Cherry. You think of great pies, right?
Yeah, apple.
Then he said, guess what? This is an egg pie. And I said, hold up. And then he said, let me put a slice of ham inside of it. And I said, that doesn't sound right. Then he's like, let me put some weird spinach in there. And I was like, that doesn't sound right. And he's like, and a lot of egg. And so we're going to try this.
Let me tell you how disappointed my Mexican family was when we went to my little cousin's birthday party where my tío and is married to a white woman. And she's very organic, freshly air, all this, just very white, you know? And
God, Andy, they always are.
Quiche was the meal, and it was kind of like a pre-lunch brunch birthday party for a fucking 8-year-old, 7-year-old, you know. And we're all kind of there, and we're like, man, why couldn't, first of all, this is weird to have a birthday party at 10 a.m. They want you to be done by 1 or 2
get
and everybody
the
get
house.
The fuck out. Yeah. Yeah. And it's me and a bunch of other Mexican family members, and we're like, what is this shit? Quiche. What the fuck is this that we're all eating? This is so disappointing. Grandma could have made tacos. We could have had a nice little fiesta, but instead it's quiche.
Now, Mike, the longer you wait, the more lukewarm.
I mean, I'm ready to rock, Nick. So let's open it up.
Let's do a little bouquet smell test on this.
I mean, everyone can smell it in this gigantic section of our. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
All right, Nick, why don't you tell everybody what it is while I get
this is a spinach, cheese, egg, and bacon quiche that has been sitting on my desk for
that looks bad.
At least.
Mike, now should I get a piece of the...
Get a piece of the crust,
for
sure.
Mike,
get a little crusty
do
right there.
Look at that. So now,
that's
of
it right
course,
there.
Remember, everybody here at Kinda Funny, for the year of 2023, we've said, what is the motto, Kevin Coelho?
Say yes to adventure.
Yes to adventure.
And so we're going to try new things. We're going to spread our wings and attempt to grow as human beings.
Mm-hmm. But if you do join me in this adventure, I may bail on you.
Oh, he likes it. He likes it.
Hey, Mikey, he likes it.
I don't think he likes it.
You need a napkin to push this to throw this away into.
He's got a swallow. It doesn't count.
No, it sucks. It fucking sucks. I'm telling you, bro.
It's fucking king. It's king smelling. I don't stand with Nick that it's like the ultimate form of egg, but like my biggest problem with it is the crust.
It's delicious.
Too flaky. Too dominant. The
really?
Bread. The bread.
So you want more balance of the egg and the ham and the...
I just don't like that type of...
I don't like
biscuit.
I don't like that as the method.
You know, like a flaky crust.
I don't like flaky.
Is no one concerned that he thinks it's a pie?
I mean, you know, it's...
If anything, it's much closer to like a tart. But it's not...
What a tart kind of a pie.
Either.
Awful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just in a like crust is what you guys are saying here.
I mean, it's quiche, so it can be a pie crust, but it's usually, I mean, this particular crust is that, like, is more of a flaky...
Biscuit.
Nah,
it's a biscuit crust.
Yeah.
It's
no.
A flaky crust.
It's more, it's closer to, like, the crust or, like, the, how you would prepare, like, a croissant crust. Like, it flakes off because it's got butter in between the layers of the crust.
I'm just not
a biscuit. This particular one.
Like Mike,
a biscuit, no, a biscuit
Mike makes me...
No,
Mike
no.
makes me so jealous what? Of his bravery.
Sorry, the British version of a biscuit is a cookie.
The
American version of a biscuit is like a donut. Okay. Yeah. No, that's totally different. That's not what crust is.
Yeah,
it's close. Like it's basically like most quiches that I have a pumpkin pie crust usually.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm fighting.
I'm trying to learn how to play this song.
So, Mike,
yeah,
do you feel you're a quiche guy now?
Oh no, absolutely not. That was awful. That was really really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick, I am sorry to whoever cooked that. You know what I mean? I apologize for being so negative.
I'm so glad Mike exists because he makes me feel less bad about my pickiness. Because I, first time I ate quiche, I don't like this.
I'm flabbergasted.
Oh, wow. Did you actually swallow it down?
Dude, I ate a lot of it, actually.
Oh,
because I felt bad. It was like, this, you know.
That's when I just dropped that on the floor and let the dog eat it.
She's my aunt that I don't call Thea. It's one of those things. Mm. We're like,
you
I don't know why. Every other aunt
Joan.
I talked
to. Because
she's white.
Yeah. No, I have I have several white relatives that I call Theo and Thea, but like for whatever reason, I think she was just always a little bit too, like she was younger. She's married to the youngest uncle on my mom's side.
Wait, is this your hot aunt?
Did I ever say that at Han?
First off, wasn't that your hot aunt?
Kevin, just to clarify.
Doesn't sound like it.
Just to clarify.
He's definitely described her like this.
Andy,
before.
There's always
I'm
a hot
sure
aunt. You know
I said I had an aunt that played video games when I was a kid.
No, no, your hot aunt at college. Like, you'd stay over her place sometimes. She used the laundry machine.
I would not describe any of my relatives as
I want to help Kevin out.
I want to go along with this.
I'm
trying
to get back at him for all the fucking
Okay.
Kevin, that was good.
Yeah.
Okay. That was good.
Yeah. Okay.
Kevin's
that's good.
Not that good with like the details of the story, but he was consistent there.
Kevin got me good. Kevin got me real good right there. Because I was like, but part of my brain was like, what thing could I have said that Kevin misconstrued as me saying that my aunt was hot?
Yeah.
And I was looking and excited to find the comedy in that, but it was Kevin just give me because I lived with his mom, you know.
I remember.
That's
yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I thought he was leaning into the hot Andy's hot sister.
Oh.
Which, we're bad people. Like all of
are
us.
We
or
have we figured out but, that Greg is the one that
I mean, yes,
is the
Greg,
tip of the spear.
For sure.
Like I'm not even kidding. I'm pretty sure after last week's episode, multiple people have written Greg into their wills.
Oh, I guarantee
it. Yeah, I guarantee
it. Yeah.
And I'm just so jealous. So very jealous.
So yeah, gross, Mike.
Yeah, that was really bad.
I'm happy about that. You make me feel better about my pickiness.
Thank you, Big
as well.
Dog. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, we tried. And that was goal number
we
one.
We gave it a shot. And here's the thing.
It's
you
just
might...
a lot of egg.
It's just egg.
Yeah, it's just a egg. Lot of egg, y'all. That's just tough.
Yeah, I mean, definitely if you don't like egg, a frittata or a quiche is probably not going to be for you.
And that's, you're saying is the apex. So that's worse than deviled eggs, which he's... looks even worse than that.
Yeah, you're not going to like deviled
You're not going to like deviled
eggs. Yeah,
eggs. Can we get a top five list?
Deviled eggs are like the hot ant of eggs.
Yeah.
Hot ant.
That is 100%.
Like related, but like hot.
Where you're like, I don't know about this one. She might be like, you know, she had a couple instances where she had what my mom would, you know, say run-ins with the law, you know, like couple too many tattoos. And you're like, yeah, that's the devil.
I love how Tim was also feeling my like uneasiness. Like, where's Nick going?
Where's he going?
Like, you know what? It's just
can we get a top five list of like what the worst foods might be for people who have never eaten those foods. Because if somebody's never if somebody's never eaten a strawberry or a grape, I'm pretty sure they'd enjoy a strawberry or a grape, right?
Yeah, no, it's unless they have a wicked strawberry allergy, in which case they die.
No, I mean, yeah, excluding that.
Thing as a grape
excluding
allergy?
This weird ass fucking scenario you're creating.
No, that's a weird thing to say. But a lot of people don't like grapes.
What?
Grapes can be weird.
Yeah,
I guess I'm being
divisive.
I love. What's a universal thing that people would
strawberries.
Like?
Strawberries. Or wouldn't like. Sorry, would you say
that,
would or would?
That they would like. Yeah, like a
pizza.
Chocolate.
I was taking the time you were moving your mouth to move my mouth louder.
Oh my god!
You two got to stick together forever.
I give myself one more year.
I give myself one more year.
Take a little DJ.
Maybe like a chocolate brownie or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Like if somebody's never had a brownie or something sweet, a sweet treat to eat, and you give them to you, you're like, oh wow, that's good. But what are like the top five worst foods you could give somebody who's never had? I think egg is one of them. I think egg brings a lot of weird texture and taste to it. And if you've never tried just full egg, of course, you know, there's egg and brownies and cake and shit like
sure.
that.
Sure. But it's mixed in.
And if I may, I think I've got a good one. Oysters.
I mean, seafood in general. I feel like with this, it's like you can say that what you just said about egg, you could say about anything. Cheese.
No. The reason why I bring up those foods is because I'm thinking of stuff that maybe isn't universally loved. And
eggs are universally loved. Nah, you don't love eggs.
I think you're wrong about that. I mean,
50%
of this panel doesn't like eggs.
That is true. But we've already decided that we are nut jobs, all of us. So
yes,
because I would go with like liver and onions. Ever since that episode of Doug, I was like,
I don't think anyone likes liver.
Doug. And onions, it's funny you bring up Doug because Doug is the reason I was scared to try sushi. I would have been totally okay with sushi, but he was so scared about it and like made a big deal about it. That and parallel parking. I can actually parallel park. Turns out, for 15 years, I thought I couldn't. I was scared to do it because of Doug. Kevin, he doesn't know. I don't drive with him anymore. He hasn't seen me parallel park. He's always seen me not parallel anymore. Park.
Are you still doing the thing where you drive around the block instead of...
I'm a man of convenience. Whatever's most convenient is what I do.
Okay.
Good call.
I'm parallel parking
uphill now. Backwards.
Yeah.
I love that.
You know, Mike, I can do it on the fucking left
really
side.
Challenge yourself there.
Yeah. Mike wants the tougher challenge.
I love parallel parking. Love it.
Yeah, good.
Love
I mean,
it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's
I'll tell you, call me, Tim. I'll come parallel park your car anytime.
Yeah.
I mean, your car is very small, too, so it's very, very light.
I got the best car ever, man. I need a new car, and I don't want to get a new car because I love how small my car is.
Get it like a Tesla
Model
3.
I want an electric car.
Yeah, get it.
The Model 3 is too big.
It's not too big.
That thing got a fat ass, dude.
Tell you what, man. Everyone in San Francisco, all the Ubers are Model 3s now, and I can honestly say, getting in the back of that little thing, it's a little too small.
No, hell no.
The back of the Model 3, I'm like, I don't understand. Also, look it. I know I'm stupid. We can all agree. Andy, you want to start with you? Okay. You got to tell me how to get out of your Tesla if you're an Uber driver. Because every single time, because I never ride in Teslas, I go to get to open the handle and there's no handle. And I go, I don't know. I'm stuck in the back of this car now. And the guy's like, push the little button. The little button where it should be the window. That's you push it and it opens up. And it's confounding to me. Also, I can't open the doors.
Nick, the first time I had to open a Tesla door from the outside, pure guess,
I
nailed it, luckily.
Did you push in, or did you wave your hand?
No, I pushed it in front of the thing, yeah. Wait, you can wave your hand?
Well, no, the old ones used to go, like, you'd go underneath it, and wouldn't they come out? And then they switched it now to that you push, and the lever comes out this way?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's because I think the other ones had
But that was my first time ever stuck. Experiencing a Tesla door handle.
Yeah.
And I walked up to it and I was like, all right, don't fuck this up, Andy. You've never done this before. But if you nail this right now, this Uber driver will think you're cool.
He's gonna think you're
so I walked up and I just went, what should I push? I'll push this side. But you opened up and I was like, fucking crush that shit,
you're
dude.
So cool.
Sat down inside and I was like, what's up, motherfucker? And he was like, what's up, bro? You're cool. And I was like, yeah, nah.
You're like,
free ride.
He was like, I just had this fucking weird dude with a beard. He couldn't get out of the car before you. I couldn't get the fuck out.
Had a mullet.
So you think that the Tesla 3 is too big?
I mean, it is. Like, my Prius C
It's bigger than your Prius C for sure.
Dude, we live in San Francisco. Yeah. The parking spots are non-existent. And if they're there, there's the amount of spots that are not even a spot because no car can fit there between two driveways. My car can fit there. Barely. And that's my thing. It's like, yeah. I'm lucky. I get to park in so many different places that no one else can. And they stopped making smart cars. Trust me. I know you guys would make fun of me. I don't care. I looked into smart cars. They don't make them anymore in America.
Oh, you mean really? The ones that are like you can pick up and like Kevin can pick up and move for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, that's so it's the whole thing. Like that's like a portable death trap, it feels.
And that's that, I don't want to die.
Yeah, there is a, there
wait,
is
aren't a, they really like dangerous?
They just seem I don't know that you can take them on the freeway.
I don't think I could handle you having a smart car.
I could. I would fucking love it.
I would laugh so hard every time I saw
it. I would write a song for you, me and Tim in I wouldn't his laugh, smart man. Car.
And you guys could all laugh while I'm fine dining.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Without the beanie.
Well, that's a good damn question.
And having easy places to park.
It's like, huge, man.
I've looked into selling my Civic into getting a Honda Fit because I wanted a smaller vehicle.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
And they don't make them anymore.
It's tough out there for a pimp, man.
I don't make the fits anymore.
I got in my first car accident a couple days ago.
What?
Oh. What?
Ever.
What?
Whoa.
And let me explain this. Well.
Would you like some quiche?
I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now.
It's like when me and Bear were in an Uber and got into a car wreck.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Talk about that in a bit.
Oh, really? I was trying to park my little Prius C, and it was one of those, like, it's a tight spot trying to figure this out, but I have to make sure that I'm good on both sides type thing. And I pull in, and I ask Gia to get out and help me, like I often do, because I don't have, like, any fancy backup camera or any of that, so I just need to kind of see. And she's, like, doing the thing of, like, come on, come on, come on. And I'm trying to get more information, like,
come on.
And I did the thing, I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure? And she told me, kept going, and I just tapped the car in front of me. So, yeah, that's the first time I got in an accident in any way, shape, or form. But I've never fucking hit anything, ever, period. And it's just like, motherfuckers always acting like I'm the worst driver ever. And it's just like, nah, motherfuckers. The first time I ever even touched a car. There's implications.
Me and Kevin.
There's,
mostly because whenever Tim tries
to... He's not a bad driver. It's just he's not a big parker.
You're not a parker.
Yeah.
Mm, but parking is 50, some would argue, at least 30% of driving.
Well, it's how you were just going to
say 50.
Well, I was going to say, but I was like, eh. I mean, I guess it kind of is, right? Because you're either parked or you're driving. It's 50%.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
nailed it, dude.
Right?
Nailed it.
But the amount of time of you driving to parking is very, very different.
That's true, but I'm not talking about ratio of time spent. I'm talking about importance of what you have to do. Like when Tim goes to parallel park, is there enough space between him and the curb for a whole other car to fit between those? Close.
No.
It's close.
Get the fuck. This guy doesn't know shit. When have I driven you? Ever.
Multiple
period.
Times. When you first got your subwoofer, you're like, Nick, you got to drive with me. You drove me around. And it was awesome.
I remember you begging to be in that experience.
I wanted to relive the 90s. I want to clarify something for you, Tim. Mm-hmm. And this is probably for everyone out there that's thinking, oh my God, Tim hit another car. That's not hitting another car. You just parked in San Francisco.
Gia
for the first
made
time.
Me hit the car. I'll never
that's what bumpers
for
are for. You're fine. The car's
I know I'm fine. I'm just...
You put a little tap on it.
More than anything, I'm not worried. I was joking, obviously. I know it's not a fucking accident and all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
More than anything, I'm disappointed in Gia. I can't believe she led me to my demise. I trusted her.
She wants a new car?
I question her. She does.
She wants that smart car. Yeah.
She does.
That would that would suck. That would suck.
Yeah.
You got to get a car with like all the cool fancy stuff, like cameras and the boop, 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 boop.
I want it all.
You got to get all that stuff.
I want it all.
One time when me and Barrett were, I think, leaving one of these movie showings that we went to, a screener. We're just kind of like in traffic at a stoplight at a red light, and a car just passes the left of us and it's inside of an Uber and knocks the fucking side view mirror off. Dude, just fucking, and the guy's like, hey, what the fuck? The guy just kept on going and just peaced out. So, like, we had this the guy in the car just put the car in park, and all these the cars need to go around as he put the car in park, put the hazards on, and he just has the side view mirror like, the fuck do I do with this?
Oh, no.
It sucked. I felt so bad for him, dude.
That does suck.
I just, like, I didn't know how to engage, so I just looked at my phone.
He just turns around and you're just gone.
I just, like, you know, I probably should have commiserated. I probably should have been like, damn, dude, that's crazy that would happen. Like, what's the problem? I was just kind of, I didn't want to get the dude even more paranoid and scared than he probably already was.
Yeah.
You have to think, like, I just could not. I couldn't do it. I could never be an Uber driver for that reason. People would fuck your car up all the time, and it would just drive me nuts. Because I want everyone to know, purposely tried to be the best passenger every Uber driver gets that day. I get in. I'm well aware of like the seats I'm not trying to scrape shit on seats, right? I'm not banging stuff as I get into the car. You fucking animals. You got your your JanSport backpacks, and you're slamming them into the windows, and you're like, Mom, take me home, take me home.
Yeah. Nick is the worst.
I slide my shit on there. I don't even slide. I put it on the thing, and I say, thank you, sir. And he's like, would you like a bottle of water? I'm like, no, I had plenty of water today.
No, I'm parched, but I'm okay. I'm good. No, but would you like a Coca-Cola?
I'll tell you what, though. When they have candy, I have to have the candy.
Yeah.
It's few and far between now, because people are like, we don't need it anymore.
I want a worthy person. We grew up in the 90s, man. We know. True. You don't eat that shit.
You guys want to hear about what the car incident that happened to me this weekend? It didn't happen to me. It happened around me, and I witnessed it.
I do want to hear about that, Kevin, but before we do that, I want to hear from our sponsors.
Shout out to HelloFresh for sponsoring this episode. Remember those New Year's goals you promised yourself that you'd stick to? Well, HelloFresh is here to help you eat better by delivering fresh ingredients and easy recipes right to your door, taking the hassle out of dinner time. Fast and fresh recipes, HelloFresh's latest line of meals featuring robust flavors and filling portions, are ready in less than 15 minutes, so you can enjoy taste and quality done quick with recipes like falafel power bowls, seared steak and potatoes with béarnaise sauce, or Southwest pork and bean burritos. A ton of us here at Kinda Funny have been using HelloFresh for years. Kevin loves how easy it is to get Paula vegetarian options, while I just love how quick the fast and fresh recipes come together during a hectic day in the studio. Go to HelloFresh.com/kindoffunny65 and use code kindoffunny65 for 65% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/kindoffunny65 and use code kindoffunny65 for 65% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
The newest episode of my video essay series, The Blessing Show, is out right now on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, and it's all about black hair in video games.
Black representation is complex compared to alien frogmen. I'm sure it's way easier to conceptualize this than a fade.
Elden Ring is the highest selling new IP in years, and I guarantee you, From Software and Bandai Namco understands that their audience extends internationally. When given the option to create a black character, I'd like to create a version of myself that doesn't look like if Lil Nas X sang lead for Fall Out Boy. For many, I'm sure this seems like a very minuscule and specific thing to complain about. There's plenty of noteworthy areas of improvement the games industry can still make, even in just the area of representation and inclusion. So why is black hair one to harp on? Well, for folks who just listen to me on podcasts and have never seen a Kinda Funny video before, surprise, I'm black.
Check it out over on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames.
All right, what happened to you?
Shocker that it wasn't you driving.
Shut up, Andy.
A little while ago, Mike was like, oh, I don't drive with Kevin anymore.
I gave that up about totally 3 years ago.
It has nothing to do with my driving.
Yeah.
we were down by Union Square. I was with Paul's family. We're parking. They're staying in a hotel. And a car makes a left turn and just hits a woman.
Whoa. Like a walker.
Yeah, someone crossing the street.
A fucking daywalker.
She had the right of way, and he just hit her going maybe 15, 20 miles an hour.
Oh.
The guy then does a she collapses, and he does a very dramatic 3-point turn, parks on the corner of the street, gets out of the car, headlights on, indicators flashing, and he just walks away. He just walks away.
Ditches the car. Yep.
And then
what you do?
I mean, we were stuck at that light. We were stuck at that light for a little
Holy
while.
Holy shit!
So like, we see her get help to stand up. She's standing at a corner, freaked out. I mean, it's right in the corner of Union Square. So like, there is a giant police mobile command station.
Yeah,
here they come.
Half a block away.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. Yeah.
So we end up going and parking, and but the hotel is right next to the where this happened. So we all go in, check in, we come out, the car's still there, but the headlights are now like extremely dimmed, almost off, which to me means the batteries are dying on the car. And the cop is talking to the woman in front of the car, and then when we come back later, the car is just gone. So I imagine it got towed. Like, wild to just watch that happen.
Jesus.
And was it one of those situations where there's so many people around that everybody kind of feels like they can't do anything about it?
Well,
like,
is there
of people kind of just on their phones, like, what the fuck do we do here?
Yeah, I mean, there were a bunch of, like, people looking. A couple people, like, ran over and, like, helped her stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And it did look like the guy was trying to park to get out to be like, oh,
to,
my God,
her?
Yeah. And instead,
he just bounced.
Yeah, that's crazy. What are they going to like try to stop him? You know what I mean? Like that's like no one thought that was happening until the moment where he was gone. I hate that Mike's just nodding his head.
It's
like,
crazy, bro. It's crazy.
That's the move. That's what you do when you hit someone.
It'd be great if he just puts his driver's license on the car and just like, let's see,
I'm done.
That's my dad.
Drops the keys of my license. Drops a 20 spot.
I could easily see.
Okay, dinner on me.
Not in this particular situation, because there's no way. I mean, still, Mike would, of course, help this young lady.
I go chase that dude down.
No, I mean, if you hit the person, you would obviously.
Oh, okay.
But I do foresee, and Andy, tell me if I'm crazy about this. But I do see a set of circumstances where, like, if Snowbike Mike lost control for a second and, like, went over, like, a burn or onto the curb or something and couldn't get his car out, that he just left that car there forever.
Oh, my God. 1,000%.
Yeah. Mike, where's your car? Oh, dog. It's on the corner of Chestnut and Union right now.
I mean, goodbye.
Yeah, going golf with him was the number one indicator that if there's something valuable out there, whatever, it's too far away. It's like, is it worth the inconvenience?
Yep.
God, that is so true. That is a great, like, but it's one of those things where it's like, hey, it was an old car. I didn't need it. You know, like,
guys, there's other cars.
There's other cars.
Maybe Tim will give me the Prius. Maybe Tim.
It was time for a new one. It was time for a new one.
Oh, you guys are incredible. I got a fun topic from the Patreon over there. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a patron of ours, you can write into the show just like Cozy Bear did.
Ooh.
Cozy Bear says, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
It says, if you can turn 5, and only 5, landmarks / major buildings in San Francisco into fast travel points, which would you choose?
That's a good question.
Wow.
Good
question.
Yeah. We have to come to a consensus here.
Okay. Number one.
Yeah.
For the view.
Yeah.
Ease of access. Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Let's get a good point of interest.
I feel like
that allow you to have a great date night, a great spot
to
hang
where,
out.
Okay, that's
smoke some doobies right on the late night. Mm-hmm. Show
gotcha,
up
gotcha.
In the morning, get a nice little sunrise. I think the first point of interest that I'm using is somewhere that I would like to go on the regular that usually takes me out of my normal routine. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm instantly there. Boom. Perfect.
I love that you say that because that is like the least convenient thing for like majority of us.
None of us are going to use that.
Like I haven't been to Twin Peaks.
That's, that's crazy. Y'all are going up to Twin Peaks.
No. Trying to make out with a
first of all, it's incredibly hard to get up there and back and park.
I love the idea of Mike being like, you have this luxury here. You're not using it.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. But also, I love the idea of like, I mean, the fast travel adding this, like in Mike's mind, like we get a glider or something where it's like, that would be a great starting point to get anywhere you need to go in the city.
It would be cool. Yeah.
The one I would nominate that is like, I say 4. For sure, would just be the Metreon.
Yep.
Like, the theaters are there. Mm. It's close enough. I mean, that's downtown. Good like, target. It's walking distance to a ton of stuff. Mm-hmm. Targets, Starbucks, anything you can kind of need down there. That would be a for sure.
1,000%. Metreon, a basketball court.
I was going to say the Chase Center.
Oh, really?
Chase Center.
We break into the Chase Center?
Oh, okay.
Well, you imagine the fast travel point could technically be inside.
Oh, it could. Oh, well, the lights are off.
Yeah. We could destroy that. You guys just like that.
I could fast travel with, like, big-ass, like, lights, you know, so that we don't have to break in and have, like, turn on the electricity.
I mean, another great one you would do is either the Chase Center or Oracle Park, right? Because now you skip all the traffic.
Close enough, yeah.
You skip the lines. Bang, you're at the biggest ball game of the year.
It's got to be either or, though. They're too close together to have both as fast travel spots.
That is true. Right? Well, yeah, it's either or. It's like right in the middle of the two of them, so you could walk.
Yeah, you pick a Starbucks.
You fast travel in the middle of the game.
Exactly.
You're in the middle of the court, like, oh, shit.
I like that y'all are going with, like, places you frequent. I'm going with, like, where can I avoid the line and get there as
possible. That's part of it, like, too, because we only have like two so far.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's the Chase Center. When there's traffic and shit, it's tough to get it. Like, Oracle Stadium, you don't want to be near there when it's letting out. Forget about it. Forget about it.
I think one has to be on the west side of the city because that is the least convenient to get from place to place.
Yeah.
And
just because of all the stop signs and stuff?
There's no highways. There's no freeways.
Okay.
Oh, you like that main vein that Kevin and I take all the time. I like that main vein that we do.
Sunset?
Yeah, Sunset. That one flies. I like that.
Yes, but like to get from there to downtown, to get from there to anywhere. When someone's like, oh, we're meeting up in San Francisco, they're not talking about the west side. They're talking about everywhere else.
Andy, so, what's main vein make you think of?
The main vein. But yeah, that's the road I take to go see Andy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's just like, bang, I hop on that main vein. All of a sudden, I'm flying. Go Spices with Andy. Spices.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would say there's this area in San Francisco called 9th and Irving. Right, literally across the street from Golden Gate Park, one of the entrances. Yeah. Ton of food there, ton of bars, ton of a big social scene on the West Side. And I think that's a good representation of the West Side, and you can easily get to the Richmond or Sunset, which are the two major quadrants, the West quadrants of SF.
What's the like Tan Fran, maybe? Like one of the malls down south?
Yeah, that's outside. Yeah, that's where we're getting outside of the city, technically. Yeah. That's like
I would fucking love
Terramonte.
Travel point there, though.
Tan Fran?
I guess I just kind of...
BJ's baby.
Because here's what's weird about it. Can I talk about what's weird about this place?
Say whatever you want, man.
Like, it's called San Francisco, and then you got Daly City, and then there's called South San Francisco below that. So why isn't it all just San Francisco?
And they have a stupid Hollywood sign that says South San Francisco.
Yeah, like, they really were flexing back in the day.
Figure that shit out.
They took a lot.
Yeah, Kev, can you find that, please?
It's all San Francisco to me. Like,
it's all San Francisco. It's all San Francisco.
But it's just not.
It's the Penny. Andy, it's the Penny. Don't even call it San Francisco.
It's called the Penny, yeah. Because, like, why do they call it South San Francisco then?
It's south of San Francisco. That's the name of the city.
Yeah.
The actual city is called South San Francisco.
So it's the south part of San Francisco.
Nope. Because like Andy, there's Daly City on the left side. On the right side, there's Brisbane. So there's two cities before
plus
you hit
Colma,
south.
Plus San Mateo, plus San.
You go across the bridge. No, San Francisco.
Now with this fast travel. Are we in a car all of a sudden, or is this just I'm Grand Theft Auto?
I think you're on foot.
Okay.
Yeah, guys, look at this shit that they put up trying to make South San Francisco cool.
It's not cool.
It's also right next to the airport, so you always
I think it's pretty lit.
I think it's pretty fucking lit.
Mike wants to go up there and smoke some sort of drug.
Tell you what, man, I see it, I'm like, yo, that's cool.
I remember seeing that for the first time. Driving from the airport with Bernie and Barb in a vehicle, seeing that sign and being like, I'm in the industrial city.
industrial city.
So freaking.
Here I am, yeah.
I feel like we got to do like a Chrissy Field or something as well. So you can get the north side of the city. Or like Cobb's Comedy Club.
There's nothing there.
Something in North Beach.
North Beach, I'm cool.
North Beach
Tony's
would be fun.
Pizza.
Yeah, North
Tony's
Beach.
Tony's Pizza is
when are you going to fucking take me to this place?
Or Golden
Bowl. Oh, man, we got to go.
I've been hearing about this place nonstop. Have you even been there once this whole time?
Kevin, gone about two times now, and then I went another two more times. So I'm up to four in my travels now, but it's my favorite. I think Tony's has a good one because the church is right there
with
the park.
Tony's is great.
And then you got Golden Boy right across the way, like you said. You're in North Beach now, walking distance all around.
North Beach is good because you can get to the marina, you can get to Chinatown.
Oh, true.
There's options there.
Mm-hmm.
Good representation. I like that.
What's the southernmost point of San Francisco?
Hunter's Point, probably, I think.
Well, yeah.
Or Potrero, like Dog Hatch.
I'd probably say there.
Oh,
mission,
definitely.
I mean, you
got to
have a spot in the mission.
You need a mission spot.
Yeah. You got to have like the Valencia room or something like that where I'm at.
Curry up now. I'd Saturday like nights. To nominate.
Honestly, yeah. Wow. Somewhere around the like 18th to 21st in Valencia.
That is a good spot. Because then you can walk anywhere. Yeah. And that neighborhood is popping. You were in that neighborhood the other week.
I was.
Yeah.
God, I had to go to one of the shows. Had to happen.
100 people there. Wild.
All right, so how many spots do we got? We got the Metreon.
What are our spots? Mm-hmm.
Metreon.
Okay,
I guess
we've loved that one.
Chase Center.
Twin Peaks. No,
I don't know that we need Chase Center.
Chase Center. Definitely don't need Chase Center.
Like Chase Center, you can
There's
get
nothing
to.
There.
The Oracle's North Beach not a bad one idea, is close enough.
See, now are we going North Beach over Fisherman's Wharf? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the Embarcadero.
Yeah,
era.
Nobody ever needs to go to Fisherman's Wharf ever again.
Well, you have the fast travel. Now you have it. You know what I mean? Your family calls me like, Nick, I'm visiting. I got to go to Embarcadero. You're like, God, I hate going over there.
I hate that. I, in fact, tell people not to do that. I say, let's go to North Beach and hang out and go to Tony's Pizza.
I want a basketball.
Shopping's better and the experience is better.
What about Golden Gate Park? Why don't we have one in Golden Gate Park?
Ninth and Irving.
Ninth and Irving's over there? Okay, I like that.
That's
great. Yeah, Kevin should put down some pins on the map.
That's what I'm trying to do right now.
That's a great idea. And then we lock those down.
I want a basketball court so that I could just have my ball with me and just bloop, bloop.
Well, Golden Gate Park will have a basketball court, so you're in right there.
Potentially, well, yeah, they've got to have
not around somewhere. There. But that's
in
the thing that's interesting, though, about this
court?
Is like you guys are thinking of it in a bit. You specifically about like I want to go to a very specific place. I'm thinking more of like a specific place that I get access
to a
bunch of things.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. It's too much.
You want to try to maximize.
Now it's doing routes. I can't get the point. Because
then I was thinking like Baker's Beach or whatever underneath the bridge, right? Yeah. Now you have that instant I'm at the bridge at any moment.
You
I'm
mean
like
the Golden
that.
Gate?
Yeah.
How about
Golden
snipping
Gate.
Tool
yeah,
and then you just draw on it?
Yeah, let me try that.
I like this. I like that we have the five corners of the 7x7 like locked.
It's important.
It makes sense. North Beach, I think, is a good call as well.
I feel like somewhere in the center is what we're missing, like a Castro area, something or other. Mm. But I feel like Castro, it's easy. Center. We don't need one in the center because it's so easy to get to the center from pretty much anywhere.
Well, no, we can't. I mean, it'd be kind of hard to get to the Castro from where we're at right now. What would be? Where would that be from? This is a really niche podcast for only Bay Area.
What about downtown?
Beeps
if you start fast travel,
I was thinking House of Prime Rib.
Potentially.
I was thinking fast travel to House of Prime Rib. Bang.
There's just not much going on over
there. Well, House of Prime Rib is close to North Beach. You could probably walk.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, really? But dude, North Beach is a great spot for this.
Show up there so late at night, I have no idea where.
So out of
yeah, I never get the invite.
Out of my own selfishness, House of Prime Rib. Because you and I are going on the reg.
Yep.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like reg? Like weekly?
Regular. Yeah, we'll be going in next 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
What, do you know what day?
You're invited. It's on the move.
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 The Raven's been sent out.
Yeah.
What's sad is that I keep thinking, I'm like, I'll just go someplace better. And there isn't one. There isn't a better place.
So I would go House Prime Rib.
What's going on?
I would go.
Got really dark.
Volcano Curry.
Oh, so we're going. This is your personal fight.
My personal fight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Is there a Best Buy?
Harrison.
Walking around Best Buy.
Harrison.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, we're all missing one very important area. Our homes where we live might be a good fast travel spot.
No, that feels like that's against the rules.
Well, I'm not going to put it on the map, but okay. Good call. Good call.
No, I mean, just like this is like a shared thing.
Yeah, but so I think that's true. I mean? But like what if y'all wanted to come over? And
you know what? But selfishly, I would pull one in my house because, like, why the fuck am I?
Smart move.
Am I going to Uber back?
That's my thing.
Out of the Chase Center.
End of the night, we just partied at the Chase Center. All right. Mike went off into the distance. We lost him. We don't know where he went. Mm-hmm. We're hammered. Do I want to get an Uber right now? Or do I go boop 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 boop? Load.
Fast travel. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm faster.
You wake up in bed.
I don't want to. This is my thing. I wouldn't fast travel home. I would fast travel to whatever the closest pizza spot is to my place.
Oh wow!
And then that's usually the jam.
And then over here, 9th and Irving.
Right.
What was the other spot?
We had Tony's Pizza over in North Beach.
See, now is Metreon and Tony's a little too close?
Is that over here?
No, because of actual feasibility. A lot of one-ways, a lot of difficult walks and stuff.
Can you show me?
A lot of routes aren't great.
Can you show me on the doll where Tony's Pizza is?
It's somewhere up where this top red dot is.
We don't see where that top red dot is.
Get up high.
If you scroll in a little bit, Kyle, I can tell you exactly.
Sorry, audio listeners.
It's on Columbus and probably like, God, what's that other cross street? Yeah, Columbus and like Greenwich, I think.
Maybe. What about like a golf course?
Yeah, close. That's close enough.
Man, here's the one right over there that we went to. That's the spot.
Right there.
But like a golf course thing. Okay, right,
so we have two more. We have two more.
We got three kind of high here. We need to get down in that south.
What about you got? What,
east area.
We need a mission. We need a mission spot. What about Mitchell's Ice Cream? Mission.
Mitchell's is
Valencia.
Too low.
Mitchell's rocks, but there's not much going on over there.
But Valencia has some good stuff.
Yeah, I really, 20th in Valencia.
Right here-ish, right?
But
Dolores Park right there.
But does the Mitchell's area need to have much going on there, or is it just like, I'm going to Mitchell's Ice Cream?
That's the problem. I mean,
if we're doing our top five, Andy, I'll list off my top
five. Go top five.
Tony's, Mitchell's, Chase Center, Twin Peaks, then over on the far side, I'm going right over to Golden Gate Park.
Twin Peaks, does he kill people there?
Five. Dude, Twin Peaks rocks, bro. Have you been up to Twin Peaks?
I haven't been in years.
It has this beautiful scaping view. You can see the Golden Gate Bridge all the way across the city. You can see the Bay Bridge. You can see South City.
Oh, no, we ate at Hooters.
Beautiful.
Never mind.
Nick, it's great for 5 minutes.
We had Hooters at one time.
We did.
Not Twin Peaks. My bad.
All right, so
they closed it? They closed at Hooters? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
they closed it. Hooters.
So, guys, we have one last one.
They said boobs aren't in anymore.
Yeah, they said nobody likes boobs anymore.
That is what they said.
Yeah.
Should we? Damn. What about the zoo/beach area on the left side here?
I don't know. There's nothing over there though. That's
what I'm saying. The 9th and Irving spot represents, I think, very well for the West.
What about someplace more central, like Pack Heights, like any place in Pack Heights?
Mm.
We can get to Presidio Park
basketball court. Also.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like 9th and Irving,
actually, that's not like Chestnut.
Yeah, Chestnut. Like the
that spot's pretty fun.
Yeah, that could be fun.
It's great for brunches.
That North Beach spot though is close enough to that.
North Beach spot's great.
You know another spot I'd drop.
Yeah, but you can. That's such an easy and the transportation's easy from there.
I'm not taking a bus. If I can teleport, I'm not taking a bus, Tim.
I would do Sweet Maple.
I'm levitating.
For breakfast.
Oh, Sweet Maple. Yeah.
Every time you roll up too late to Sweet Maple, there's a line out the door. And so
what's
you got
Sweet Maple.
Fillmore's not bad.
Yeah, put that on there.
Breakfast spot.
That one, the one in Pack Heights.
Yeah,
put that right there. That's
what's
perfect.
What's the breakfast
now, draw
item?
Me a pentagon.
Pentagram.
Pentagram.
What's the item you're getting at Sweet Maple, Mike?
The millionaire's bacon. And then did we eat there, Kevin? Kitchen.
Yes. Yeah, I believe we did.
I think we did.
Connect these dots. Yeah. What does it make? Does it make the sign of the devil?
Close.
This is like a butterfly. Nick, this is like Monarch. In the movie where we're like, oh, this is the butterfly killer who did this. It's the shape of a butterfly.
Man, if I was actually a good podcast host, I would have steered the conversation toward that, and it would have been like something that made any sort of sense
now,
in our lives.
I have one that I was just thinking of right now. What if you can put a teleportation spot anywhere you wanted?
Sure.
It can't be a house.
Okay.
Anywhere in the world, but you teleport in Terminator style. Butt naked.
Naked?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I mean, that's my preferred way to travel.
Butt
a.
naked. Okay.
Wait.
And B,
so,
it could
be
anywhere you want. It isn't a house or is it a house?
Can't be a house.
Cannot be a house. It has
so
to be
you can't take
house.
Clothes with you.
No, you can't. Nothing with you. You're just arriving there butt ass naked.
That sucks. I don't like this.
It's got to be someplace
warm.
Because immediately, you know, like here's a really stupid one, but it kind of like makes sense. LAX.
Yeah.
Like if I had clothes, I would just pop in. Like, you know, if I'm in L.A. and I need to go back to the airport, I'm not going to deal with traffic or anything. I'm just popping in LAX, and I'm like, here we go. I'm ready to go. I'm inside. Mm-hmm. But I'd be naked. I don't like that.
You got to go to the Kohl's next to the LAX. Yeah. And then walk into Kohl's and be like,
this
let's
is the
go.
18th time this month that a naked man showed up in Kohl's.
Show me running in the store.
He keeps putting clothes on, running out and saying, I owe you. I'll pay you back.
I'm sorry. I know.
I would pick London. I would want to fast travel just buck naked to London, just have a launching off point. You just have to have a team of people there ready knowing that you're going to be there.
Okay, you know what?
Okay.
How about this? You're like, "Hey, honey, baby doll.
You fly there."
To your wife, yeah.
Meet you there.
You fly there. You tell me what hotel room. I'm going to teleport
right
into the next restroom.
Yeah.
The other restroom.
I'll be at the Kohl's right next to you. Come pick me up. Come pay for this thing. Then you have the problem of being like, the hotel staff's like, oh, hey, governor, why is there a giant hole in the middle of the rug? Because remember when he came in, it was like that big bubble.
Oh, so cool. I thought it was like a you're fucking the rug joke. Like,
Jesus. What the fuck are you talking about, Andy?
Like, this is how little people think of me on this podcast.
Yeah.
That Nick would make fucking the rug.
Fucking the rug.
Oh, because you said a hole. I don't know.
That's
like,
fair enough.
It's like it was the beast
you're right,
mangoes
I meant like
thing.
A half sphere thing, but
it was
I
the
did
beast
say
mangoes
hole.
Thing.
Where are you allowed to be naked?
The holes are from Beast, Austin, Texas.
The Hate Street.
You're right. There's a nude beach there.
No, yes. You could just walk in Austin on the street naked.
I think San Francisco. You could do that too.
Really?
I don't think it's legal, but
I didn't know that was for real.
I think if it's a protest.
You could just
do
it in
Austin. Just walk around naked and not get.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm protesting.
Austin's great. We should go there.
It's really hot.
Really hot.
Yeah.
Man,
but you have to be naked.
You get some sweats in when you play hoops out there, Mike. Mm-hmm. Oh,
get real sweaty.
Sweats
but you're going to get that. You might burn stuff if you're naked.
Sunburn, he means.
A piche leak.
Sunburn your
peach leak. Look at me.
You ever
like
sunburned your peach leak?
I've never taken that thing out. Period. I'm not even trying to, bro. I'm not even trying to. Have you? Have you
that?
No, never.
Like
never,
that
never.
Thing. Like, I don't like that Nick just referred to it like an almost third person. Like,
I don't mess with that fucking thing.
I don't know about that guy, man.
I don't want that
you
smoke.
Can't catch me dead in a room with that guy.
Oh, man. No, I wonder about that, though, dude. There's fewer now, but when I first moved to the city, man, with any outing, there was always a lot of peach leaks out there. A lot of naked dudes walking around in just tennis shoes. And I'm like, are you putting, you got to put sunscreen on it, right?
Yep. I mean,
I think we saw a lot of toasted wieners together. You
well, that
and
was
and
the Folsom
Kevin
Street
the
Fair.
Game. Yeah, we saw some toasted wieners.
Yeah,
for
we
sure.
saw some burnt dick.
Yeah.
For sure.
That was tough.
There's definitely
you just had to take
know.
It further
yeah.
than toasted wiener. Like, toasted
Mike
wiener, not
took it
visual
to a
enough.
Point. Yeah, Mike got us to the point.
I knew Nick would slam dunk that. I knew he'd take it.
The alley-oop, as they say in sports references.
I think I can honestly say every time I've gone and had brunch in the Castro, I have seen a naked man.
Yeah.
Really?
That's the Castro.
Every single time. And they
have not had
phenomenal brunch place.
Oh my god.
I did not know what I was gonna go.
Phenomenal one to do.
Phenomenal peach elite.
Great dicks out there. Yeah.
No, they're never good dicks. Like boobs. Free dicks are never good dicks.
That's fair. That's fair.
I don't know about any of that.
That's true.
I don't know that I would know really. I'm not much of a connoisseur of either, ladies and gentlemen. But I am a connoisseur of a great time. And that's what this has been here on the Kind of Funny Podcast. I'd like to thank each and every one of you.
Yeah, it doesn't get picked up.
I don't know if they get it or not. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us. Greg Miller will be back next week, of course, we think. We're not quite sure. He's still in the middle of a forest battling the mother of all snakes, the mama snake.
Andy, can you play us out with a little else? Fireflies by Owl City.
Fuck no, I can't do it. Fucking no, that would be way too hard, dude. There's no way. There's no way. Actually, you know what? Give me like,
give, us something.
Give me 10 seconds.
Give me 10 seconds.
We can talk.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Exciting. This little moment where you know he's putting it together.
This is a. Let me just look it up real quick. Let me see if I can.
I'm just thinking about you at a nude beach now. I'm just wondering when we could unleash the beast.
Have y'all been to it?
Unleash the beast at a nude beach. Well, I mean, the problem with the nude beach is like I'm always too self-conscious of two things. One, my entire body, and B, the fact that I would show up, get nude, and then turn around, and it would be a joke, and everyone's like, "You're now arrested."
Yeah, okay.
I don't trust any of you guys.
I don't understand the appeal of going to a nude beach. I don't
just being how God intended us to be.
Mm-hmm. Just enjoying life. No desire to do that. You know?
You don't want
to
get out there and just be just free with everyone.
I'm gonna sunburn my butt. Like that's just
Your beehole is gonna be so burned. What's he doing?
It's really hard, y'all. This is,
get the tabs.
You got it.
This is fucking hard, dude. Get this is a challenge, Tim. Oh, this is, you know, I can't do it. This is tuned in like D flat G.
Oh, it's a real song.
No, it's not just, it's not tuned in.
It's a real song.
Like, every song should be E A D G B E. But this is like D sharp, G sharp, C sharp.
I hate that.
And you don't have a real like guitar, right? Can you just press some buttons?
No, I can't. I can't do it.
Okay.
Andy, I want to use the last 2 minutes of this podcast real quick to brainstorm an idea that I brought up earlier. And it's one that I don't think you're taking seriously. And it's...
How so?
It's one that I've brought up multiple times, and Mike, he's given me the, we should...
I'm always on board. I said, this is a great idea. Great idea, Nick.
I want to go out. I want to get mint green turtlenecks with you. I want to buy gold chains. I want to buy the exact same glasses you're wearing. I want to style my hair exactly like yours. I want to be a mirror version of you. I want to get a background that looks exactly the same mint color as our shirts. And I want to sit at a cute little table with my cute little friend Andy, and I want to make music with you.
Kev, can you bring up what I just sent assets?
I would love that, Nick.
Oh, he said he'd love that.
But the committal is not.
I'll
the
start
commitment's
swiping
not there.
The card. We'll make this happen. Okay. Right
away. Sorry. Give me 2 seconds. I'm trying to get that going. Still time.
That's a Neil Peart drum beat right there.
Did you send it to my Slack or
assets?
He just did assets. Oh, I think. Assets. I think thank I saw you. It pop thank up in the assets. To think we were going to end this 5 minutes ago, ladies and gentlemen.
You
I can't wait to see
you silly
Tim
fools.
Has.
I love this idea of you guys. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to. When I pitched it to Tim, I said, I did everything. And Tim's like, that's great. And I said, yes. And we will only cover Madonna songs. And Tim was like, why do you take everything one step too far?
One step in the wrong direction. But
this
is
what
is
I
this
want.
Your inspiration?
I mean, no.
The Lonely
incredible.
Island?
No.
With their hit song, Turtlenecks and Chains?
It's beautiful.
It's because it's exactly what you just described.
No, Now, I mean, this is incredible. But to be fair, no. My inspiration was a guy that dresses exactly like his dog.
So when Nick showed me the inspiration to me, he said, Andy, look at this. And it's just a dude with his dog dressed the same way. And the dog's like a little fucking thing. And he went, this is what I want you and me to be.
I love that.
It was like a Pomeranian in a sweater.
I love that. Sorry, can you bring up my Twitter
I'll
real quick?
It, Kevin.
Can you show my profile picture?
Oh, my.
Because every once in a while, my choices come back to haunt me. And when we take the dogs to the vet or, like, other situations where, like, more official, like, legal things, I don't fucking know, and they spell out their full names or they ask me for their full name. What are your
Steph Curry and Clay Thompson. All of the vet records are Steph Curry and Clay Thompson.
Okay. Yeah. So, Kev, can you bring up my Twitter, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm having some trouble here.
Oh, my gosh. My vet likes to put Steph Curry's face and Clay Thompson's face on them, not the actual dog's pictures. So
I like
it's
that.
Super funny looking.
So,
I love
so,
it.
So this was very early in the days of Moose here, but me and Moose dressed the same.
So small.
Very small.
I love it.
Like you're talking about with you and Andy this potentially. Guy, yeah. But remember, Andy, Pomeranians go hand in hand. So I get where all this is.
Mm-hmm.
Moose's middle name is Andres in honor of Andy Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
So the amount of times I see Pomplamoose Andres Geddes pop up and Toretto Star Wolf Geddes. Yes.
Oh my God, I didn't know that was his middle name.
We fucking called him that. And it makes me crack up every time because I forget.
Star Wolf
is badass.
Star Wolf is a badass.
That's a fucking badass name. This is the picture that I showed Andy. This is what I want
this
for us.
This could be you.
This is what I want for us. Big belts, Andy, glasses. I finally want.
So there's no turtlenecks, though. There's no.
No, but I can't copy this guy.
You want the general vibe.
I want the general vibe. I like that everything matches. There's yellows in the outfits that match the yellow in the background. They have the general, like, of course, you would be the dog because I'd be holding you and you'd have that disgruntled look on your face. Like, why do I have to do this as part of my employment? And I said, this is what you signed when you were asleep. And that's going to be us. It's going to be fun. We're going to have an album and it's going to be great.
You guys already have an album.
Thank
two.
You for reminding me of that, Mike.
I have Tim, it in my car.
I'm going to tell you this story to end this podcast.
End the podcast for the fourth time. Yeah.
The fourth time.
Uh-huh.
I go, Mike, I'm hanging out with Mike in his car. He's got the car on. We're just hanging out as friends do outside. Car's still running.
Two bros.
And I said, Mike, what's you got that CD player still in that car? He's like, yeah, I got a CD player. I got one CD in there. Do you know which one it is? And I was like, I have no idea which one it is. He hits the eject button, and out comes my face, the KFAF CD that we put out.
God bless
and
you,
Mike. And it still works.
It still works. I fucking hope it still works.
Remember when you used to burn CDs, though? There was always the chance that, like, you put it back in 2 years later. And it's like,
hilarious, man.
It was
That's
fun.
Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny Podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Remember, if you're watching this over on YouTube, please hit that like button and subscribe to our illustrious channel. And hey, maybe tell a friend that this podcast was super fun and we talked about San Francisco for 45 minutes.
So many fireflies.
Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to serve you.
Bye.